KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy in the lower 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For Tuesday, sunny skies and breezy. We'll see temperatures in lower 50s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 32. And Wednesday, partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 23.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new report out shows which states stand to lose the most when it comes to withdrawing from the North American Free Trade Agreement. Farmers for Free Trade, a self-described bipartisan grassroots campaign working to rebuild the support for trade, says the report outlines the specific threats the states most dependent on NAFTA ag trade with Mexico would face if America withdraws from the PAC. The campaign says the states included in the report would suffer from fewer products sold and declining profits during an already down farm economy. The states included in the report are Missouri, New Mexico, South Dakota, Texas, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Arkansas, North Dakota, and Minnesota. Now, of those, the report says Missouri exports 51% of its ag exports to Mexico, while the number 10 state, Minnesota, sends 24% of its ag exports to Mexico. You can find the report online at farmersforfreetrade.com and examine specific commodities to each state and how the NAFTA withdrawal would impact those exports. Well, guess what? Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania said earlier this week that the U.S. biofuel policy must be fixed. He's referring to the renewable fuel standard as the primary cause for the Pennsylvania refiner filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. In a statement, Toomey outlines his conversation regarding the RFS with President Trump and his colleagues, which includes Texas Senator Ted Cruz, an attempt to change the policy. In announcing its intention to file Chapter 11, Philadelphia Energy Solutions LLC blamed the RFS, saying the company spent more than $800 million on credits to comply with the law. But in response, Renewable Fuel Association President and CEO Bob Dineen told industry energy publication Platts that the bankruptcy had little to do with biofuel policy. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you with nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation. New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for you. One top dollar for your used equipment. Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living,
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services said Friday that the state mental hospital in western Kansas will not lose its federal funding or be decertified after an inspection found that the hospital is complying with federal regulations. Federal regulators had threatened in October to cut off funding and ordered safety-related renovations in a 104-bed building at Larned State Hospital over concerns about patient safety and other issues. U.S. Senator Pat Roberts was honored Friday night with a citation for distinguished statesmanship
from the Native Sons and Daughters of Kansas at the group's annual banquet in Topeka. The organization honored Roberts as Kansan of the Year in 1998 and Distinguished Kansan of the Year in 1999. 16 Kansas lawmakers have recently held or currently hold a second elective office. The Kansas Constitution bars a member of Congress or U.S. government employee from serving in the State House. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
The Harlem Globetrotters dribble into Wichita with their amazing Feats of Basketball World Tour at Interest Bank Arena Saturday, February 3rd. Prepare to be amazed by the ball-handling wizardry and experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing all night long. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at Interest Bank Arena Saturday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. Tickets available at selectaseat.com.
Guard filter for $24.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel criticized the State Board of Education after it expressed full support for a top education official that she had sought to have suspended. Weigel suggested that the board sided with bureaucrats who have misspent millions of tax dollars. The board backed Deputy Education Commissioner Dale Dennis in responding to questions about the distribution of transportation funds to school districts. A county corrections department in Northeast Kansas plans to offer a skills program for juvenile offenders to help them find employment upon release. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Shawnee County Commissioners voted to approve a contract between the Corrections Department and the Topeka Youth Project. The department will pay the nonprofit $5,000 to administer the work-life skills program this year. Corrections Director Brian Cole says the program will be financed through the department's wellness account at no cost to the taxpayers. Cole says that juvenile offenders will enter the 20-hour program while in custody. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Farms and ranches come in all shapes and sizes, and you need a farm insurance policy to match. At Blue Valley Insurance, our farm insurance policies protect both your personal and farm assets. We offer plans that are flexible enough to cover a wide range of farming and ranching. No matter the size of the farm or ranch, big or small, we will sit with you and discuss your choices and options personally, the way it should be done. We're here for you at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. Nebraska taxpayers could end up paying more to the state this year because of the federal tax package, a potential cash windfall for the state that is already dividing lawmakers. The law would generate an additional $220 million for state government this year unless lawmakers adjust Nebraska's tax system. Nebraska's tax system is changing automatically because it's closely tied to the federal tax code. Authorities have arrested a man and seized more than 340 pounds of marijuana in eastern Nebraska. The Seward County Sheriff's Office says a deputy pulled over a speeding sport utility vehicle Friday on Interstate 80. A drug-sniffing dog was taken to the scene and alerted officers to the presence of drugs inside the SUV. The value of the drugs was estimated at more than $1.5 million. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA appreciation brought to you in part by Comark Energy Co-op.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Larry and Jan Call in Mellonbrook, Rich and B.J. Rudy II were recipients of Kansas Bankers Association Soil Conservation Awards at the recent annual meeting of the Marshall County Soil Conservation District. Steve and Kim Boyd were named 2017 Grassland Award recipients. Robert and Joyce Rader received the Windbreak Award. Everson Parker and Holland Shirley received state recognition for their soil conservation posters, which will advance to a national competition. A bench trial in Gage County is underway, wherein the mother of an inmate who died of a suicide attempt in July 2013 at the Gage County Jail, Chad Yesson, hanged himself and later died as a result. His mother is suing law enforcement for $1 million for negligence. She had reportedly refused to bail her son out, wanting him to be safe. A grand jury earlier found no criminal wrongdoing on the part of officers involved. Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet the week of January 29th. Their next regularly scheduled meeting will be Monday, February 5th at 9 a.m. Applications are being accepted for the Low-Income Energy Assistance Program through March 30th. Qualify applicants must be responsible for direct payment of their heating bills. Income eligibility requirements are set at 130% of the federal poverty level. A level of benefit varies according to the household income, number of people living in the home, type of residence, type of heating fuel, and utility rate. Applicants must demonstrate they've made payments on their heating bill two of the last 3 months. Those payments must be equal to or exceed $80 of a total balance due on their energy bills, whichever is less. For application information, go online to leap.dcf.kansas.gov or call 1-800-432-0043. Again, applications are being accepted through March 30th. Bonita Hamilton, age 59, of Ozaukee, formerly of this area, passed away. Funeral service Monday, 1:30 at the Rose Hill Cemetery, Axtell. Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Bonita Hamilton.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
New rodeo stars will be born during the wild and crazy Dairyland Donkey Basketball Show at Blue Rapids Gym on Monday, January 29th, starting at 7 p.m. All local players will be riding, so come out and see someone you know try to ride a donkey and play basketball at the same time. It's a thrill-a-minute, a spill-a-minute. This fun-filled show is sponsored by Valley Heights Booster Club. All of the proceeds will be for the benefit of Booster Club scholarships. Advance tickets can be purchased from Youngerberg Drug, Blue Rapids, and Waterville Banks. Tickets may also be available at the gate if there is space available. Monday, January 29th, 7 p.m. at Blue Rapids Gym.
Frank Stagenborg is doing jewelry repair. Over 20 years experience with all types of jewelry, and he'll replace watch batteries. He's in back of the former Ackerman Jewelers, 821 Center across from the Astro Theater, and open Mondays from 2 until 7 p.m. Frank's Jewelry Repair, 562-8047. Open Mondays 2 until 7.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we had a cold front move across the central parts of the Midwest, which is making for some cooler temperatures as we head throughout the rest of the day. But we do have yet another upper-level ridge that is going to move in across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing some warmer temperatures by Tuesday and Wednesday. And then another cold front is going to move through, bringing us cooler temperatures as we head towards the end of the week. Otherwise, it looks like we're going to see dry weather over the next several days. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies will drop down to the lower 20s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For Tuesday, sunny skies and breezy, warmer in the lower 50s. Wind gusts as high as 30. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy will drop down to 32. For Wednesday, a blend of clouds and sun, high near 49. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
Average high temperature late January, 41. Record high on this date, 78 in 2015. The average low, 20. The record low, 11 below zero in 1948. Sunset this evening at 5:40. Sunrise in the morning at 7:31.
Are we due for another great snowy owl invasion? We will examine the prospects on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 29th, the 29th day of the year. Oprah Winfrey celebrates a birthday, and the San Francisco 49ers captured their fifth Super Bowl title on this day in 1995. Have you sighted any snowy owls this winter? The last major eruption of snowy owls into the U.S. was the winter of 2013 and 14, when sightings were reported as far south as Florida. It's thought that such eruptions occur when the population of Arctic lemmings, the owl's primary prey, is undergoing a boom cycle. That in turn creates a population boom in snowy owls. While experts caution that the pattern is not always predictable, lemming populations tend to spike every 3 to 5 years. That means this winter could be a promising one for snowy owls. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Austin Reeves hit 7 3-pointers in the first half and scored all of his career-high 23 points before halftime to lead number 17 Wichita State over Tulsa 90-71 yesterday. Reeves, a sophomore reserve, made his first 7 3-point attempts. He finished 7-11 from outside the arc. Shaq Morris scored 20 points for Wichita State, while Darryl Willis had 15 and Zach Brown added 10. Again, it was Wichita State over Tulsa 90-71. Up next for Wichita State, the Shockers visit Temple on Thursday. Svi Mikhailuk poured in 24 points. Malik Newman added 15, and fifth-ranked Kansas built a big lead on Texas A&M in the first half before sustaining it most of the way in a 79-68 victory on Saturday. Kansas visits Kansas State tonight. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Harlem Globetrotters dribble into Wichita with their amazing Feats of Basketball World Tour at Interest Bank Arena Saturday, February 3rd. Prepare to be amazed by the ball-handling wizardry and experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing all night long. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at Interest Bank Arena Saturday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. Tickets available at selectaseat.com.
The retirement auction for Knight Farms of Lyons, Kansas is a complete liquidation of a large farming operation and includes late model tractors and tillage implements, combines and headers, sprayers and spreaders, planters and drills, hay equipment, trucks, trailers, pickups, tools, parts, and support equipment. Bidding is open now, and each of more than 480 items will sell without a reserve or minimum bid on Tuesday, February 13th, beginning at 10 a.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Kansas State outscored Georgia 12-2 in the final 6 minutes 11 seconds to defeat the Georgia Bulldogs 56-51 Saturday in Bramblage Coliseum in the annual challenge between teams from the Southeastern Conference and the Big 12. It was a ground-out affair for the Wildcats, who were held well below their season average of 77.1 points per contest. Dean Wade led Kansas State with 20 points on 7 of 17 shooting, including hitting some clutch second half baskets down the stretch to help extend the Wildcats' lead. Again, K-State over the Georgia Bulldogs 56-51 on Saturday, and again, as previously mentioned, the Wildcats host KU this evening. NBA news. Fred VanVleet scored a career-high 25 points, and the Toronto Raptors beat L.A. 123-111 on Sunday to snap the Lakers' winning streak at four games. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball action wrapping up play in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational Saturday. Valley Center goes on to win the tournament over Jackson Heights 38-28 after defeating Marysville in the semifinals. Marysville fell to St. Mary's in the consolation 58-51. Back in the bracket, Atchison took fifth over Horton 50-41. Fall City beat Hiawatha for seventh 41-19. Friday night girls basketball, Frankfort defeated Axtell 54-32. Hanover took Wetmore 59-29. Valley Heights girls topped Solomon 81-23. Washington County tripped Donovan West 60-48. Lynn beat Onega 39-15. Abilene took TMP 38-32. Omega beat Rock Creek 50-22. Freeman over Diller Odell 39-27. Boys play on Friday. In overtime, Frankfort took Axtell 54-51. Hanover beat Wetmore 68-36. Solomon down Valley Heights 58-54. Donovan West over Washington County 50-36. Onega beat Lynn 50-41. Wamega took Rock Creek 58-55. And it was Freeman over Diller Odell 52-24.
Marysville Lady Bulldogs never did get on track, falling to St. Mary's 58-51 in the consolation of a Hiawatha Invitational Saturday. St. Mary's Bears outscored Marysville each of the first three quarters, led in scoring by Josie Harrison with 20 points. Madison Showman scored 14 and Logan Hurla dropped in 11. As St. Mary's improved to 7-4 on the season, Lady Bulldogs led by Sydney Payshaw with 23 points. Alex Denner fouled out late with 10. Lady Bulldogs fall to 9-3, suffering their second loss in as many starts. St. Mary's 58, Marysville 51 in the consolation of a Hiawatha Girls Invitational on Saturday.
Frankfort Wildcats take a pair of the Axtell Eagles, but it took overtime in the boys' mat as Cap prevailed 54-51, paced by Brandon Anders, 25 points, including a couple of driving layup late in overtime. Here in Dollinghouse scored 14. Frankfort improved to 4-10. Axtell was paced by Quinn Bussing, who fouled out late 17. Nate Bussing in double figures for 10. Eagles fall to 4-9. Frankfort 5-4, Axtell 5-1 in overtime. Frankfort girls led all the way, winning 54-32, holding Axtell scoreless first quarter. Frankfort's Rebecca Adams led scoring with 18 on the strength of 5 raised. Emily Ever 17, as Frankfort improved to 12-2. Axtell was led by Hannah Smith with 17. Important of those second half, Lady Eagles fall to 6-7, Frankfort 54, Axtell 32 on Friday. During Queen King of Court, Rebecca Adams, Broderick Shirley Brown at Frankfort, reporting DNY Sports, I'm Bruce here.
K-State fans, pack the house at 7 o'clock Saturday, February 3rd, as K-State women's basketball hosts the Iowa State Cyclones. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Performing at halftime will be the national halftime act, Christian and Scooby. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS and get your $1 tickets today.
Kansas at Kansas State, a big Monday showdown on Kansas Day in Manhattan. 8 o'clock tip-off live for the Wildcats on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and the Jayhawks live on FM 95.5.
Tested nationally and selected for their outstanding garden performance, All-America Selections winners make excellent additions to your garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Here are two of the 2018 national flower winners to consider. You and the pollinators will enjoy the unique soft orange flowers of South Pacific Orange Canna. The compact yet vigorous and uniform growth habit make it well suited to containers as well as in-ground and water gardens. It's heat and weather tolerant. The fine black foliage and shiny red fruit of onyx red ornamental pepper are sure to make a bold statement in your garden borders and containers. Its full yet compact size makes it an excellent edger and container plant. You and your visitors will be wowed by the color combination all season long, even in the heat and rains of summer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, stores and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Today we say hello to our listeners on KTLO in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Today's feature is all about a town in their area making a turnaround. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com. You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The story of Calico Rock is perhaps like that of many other rural towns of about 1,000 people.
When you first came upon Calico Rock back in the 1960s and 70s, it was in its heyday, and all of the businesses, all the buildings had businesses in them.
Stephen Mitchell says that by the year 2000, that had changed.
So there was one business operating on Main Street. All of the other businesses, some 20 buildings, were completely closed. Most of them had been dilapidated to the point that the windows were cracked and were nearly falling out, only staying in for the force of habit.
Something had to be done. But what? A group of people began to organize in an attempt to turn around the town.
It's a slow process, and that's something that people have to be aware of at the beginning. It doesn't just happen overnight. For us, we focused on the arts and creative economy. And so the way we did that was we got together local artists that were in the area who had a skill, but not necessarily an outlet to sell their work.
None of those local artists could afford a building of their own, yet the town recognized their skills.
So we bought a building using a loan from our local community bank, and we began to turn it around.
Sounds great, but some of you are asking, who bought this building, and where did they come up with the money? The answers to those questions may surprise you, but it was a grassroots effort that could be duplicated by many across the nation. That part of the story is next time as we travel the countryside. Calico Rock, Arkansas. I'm Andrew McCray.
Can you guess the very first cheese made in America? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here's a clue. The immigrants that brought it here made it in their homes, which they called cottages, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
When Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet eating her curds and whey, she was actually eating cottage cheese. Miss Muffet was an early trendsetter because it's still a popular food item today. Jennifer Giambroni is the Director of Communications for the California Milk Advisory Board. She says by the mid-1800s, the term cottage cheese was a part of American vocabulary.
And it was for this form of simple cheese that we were making at home, you know, kind of cooking down milk and cream. The interesting thing is they think that this was really the first cheese made in America, which makes sense. It's a fresh cheese that you can make at home very easily. You don't have to age it or anything like that. And so it would be something that people ate on a regular basis.
Giambroni says they did a survey of Americans to find out where they thought the name cottage cheese came from. One of the common misnomers was that it came from a city named Cottage in England, but it really just refers to the homes that the immigrants lived in when they came to America. They called them cottages. You can still make cottage cheese at home, but most of what we consume today is made commercially.
It's made by adding acid to a pasteurized milk. This causes the milk solids and the whey to separate. So this could be either a bacterial culture or kind of a food grade acid like vinegar. And then after the curd is formed, it's gently cut into pieces that allow additional whey to drain from the curds. And then the curds are further cooked and pressed to expel more of that whey. And then they're rinsed and salt is added.
Giambroni says on average, each American eats 2 pounds of cottage cheese per year. Find more interesting facts about cottage cheese at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Mandy Becker founded the Lighthouse to provide optimal care for those living with cognitive impairment, applying her experience as a nurse in creating the Lighthouse.
Well, I've been working in memory care departments for many years for other companies and learned so much along the way, and I really wanted to take what I've learned and parts I've loved about it and things I didn't like about it and create what I would consider a wonderful place for someone I love.
Contact the Lighthouse today to discuss available services. Call 562-7980 or visit thelighthouseks.com.
Stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark. The old rugged cross.
U.S. pork producers are already taking home the gold before the Winter Olympics in South Korea even begin. The Farm Journal report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com. Brand new to the shop is the best of tractor tales, as seen each week on U.S. Farm Report. This two DVD set features dozens of classic machines and the collectors who bring them back to life. You'll get one DVD that's all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD includes classics like Alice Chalmers and many more. Buy one DVD for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at ShopFarmJournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. You can find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com.
U.S. pork is in high demand in South Korea. The Winter Olympics begin there in just a few days. Coincidence? Steve Georgie is a vice president at the Illinois-based ag brokerage and advisory company, Allendale.
Our demand to South Korea is 21% over where it was a year ago. But that, I don't think, has a lot to do with the Olympics. You're going to hear stories like that. It may have more to do with bird flu issues that they're now seeing.
Georgie says bird flu is also a problem for Russia right now as well. He expects the market boost to last the next few months at least.
It will be a selling opportunity. This is a very demand-driven thing. Well, find a way to get protected on this, leaving your upside open, maybe using some options or something, because we are sitting at good value right now for hogs. But that doesn't mean that we're done yet. Just because the fundamentals say we should be bearish, we do need to be careful right now.
Learn more at Allendale-Inc.com. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the New York Times recently outlined what the North American Free Trade Agreement means for three items notorious for their association with American culture. Combined, what should be considered for a country song title, the article details the cross-border trade of beer, bacon, and blue jeans. The article notes that a change in trade policy could change the future of three American icons. Mexico relies on U.S. to ship beer-making ingredients across the border to brew up a batch, then returns it to the U.S. as Mexico's biggest agriculture exports to the U.S. Now, more than half of the barley exported from the U.S. goes to Mexico, and most of the hops that Mexico imports comes from the U.S. As for bacon, many feeder pigs are born in Canada, then shipped to the U.S. for farmers to finish, that ultimately lead to bacon. Under world trade rules, neither the U.S. nor Canada charges a tariff on imported pork. But U.S. pork would face a tariff of some 20% when moving into Mexico. And blue jeans made in Mexico use U.S. cotton from 17 states. A no NAFTA future would mean jeans made in Mexico, bound for the U.S., would also face a steep tariff. A new partnership seeks to assess agricultural practices and strategies to further improve water quality in the U.S. USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service, along with the Sand County Foundation, Noble Research Institute, and Farm Foundation, have launched the National Agriculture Water Quality Practice Assessment this week. The group says the assessment seeks to better understand how effective agricultural management practices are improving water quality. According to a statement, the year-long project will define current baseline knowledge about managing agriculture land to improve conservation outcomes. The report will also identify critical gaps in knowledge as well as strategies to advance agricultural conservation adaptation and effectiveness. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Information from Mid-America Ag Network. Nice plus signs. Corn, wheat, soybeans are really doing well here on a Monday. March corn is up 2 at 358 and a quarter. May corn up 2 at 367. March Kansas City wheat is up 7 and 3 quarters at 450 and 3 quarters. May up 7 and a half at 465 and a quarter. Soybeans doing very well. March beans up 4 and 3 quarters at 990 and a quarter. May beans up 4 and a half at 1001 and a half. March soybean meal is $1.80 higher at $337.50. May bean meal up 190 at 340. $4.70. March soy oil is up 4 points at $32.83. May is up 3 points at $33.02. So everything is green as far as the soy complex is concerned. And corn, Kansas City wheat, doing very nicely. We're seeing mixed numbers in the livestock complex. Started out with a bang in cattle, but seeing some volatility there today. February live cattle, 122 higher at 125.82. April up 52 at 125.15. March feeders up 50 at 147.22. April up 27 at 147.50. Mixed numbers the rest of the way down in both the live cattle and feeder cattle. Hogs are mixed also. Feb hogs up 30 at 72.57. April unchanged at 73.80. And some of the later months are in the red. So mixed numbers for hogs today. Cotton is taking a beating. March cotton down 200 points at 78.48. May is down 198 at 79.24. So a tough day for cotton here on Monday. Crude oil is down. March crude down 59 cents at $65.55 a barrel. April is down 61 cents at $65.36. We're seeing some pressure on unleaded gas and heating oil as well. Gold is sharply lower. February gold down $12.90. Make that down $13 now at $13.39.20. April gold is down $13.20 at $13.44. The dollar index is rallying. The March dollar index at 0.359 at 89.25. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Reinke and Circle H Center Pivot Repair of Cimarron remind you now is the ideal time for maintenance. During downtime, that's not costing you irrigation time. Utilize cold weather downtime with Circle H Center Pivot Repair and their Reinke factory trained service specialists for winter maintenance that'll extend the life of your sprinkler system. Trust the family-owned company names more farmers turn to for prompt quality irrigation service. Reinke, more right than rain, and Circle H Center Pivot Repair of Cimarron, the people who make mud look good.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and as we move out of January into February, we have a very busy meeting week ahead. I'll talk about the schedule after this message.
The folks at Wing Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
As I've said many times, in spring, summer, and fall, farmers and ranchers do what they do. Produce crops and livestock. But in the off months of winter and spring, farmers and ranchers learn what's new in technology and what's ahead in the marketplace. And that's certainly the case the end of this week and moving on into February. Let's take a look at the schedule. First of all, in San Antonio, Texas, the American Sheep Industry Association holds its meeting January 31st through February the 3rd. And at the same time in Phoenix, Arizona, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association will be holding its annual meeting, gathering cattlemen and cattle industry people from all across the country. And at the end of the week in Nashville, Tennessee, the National Association of Conservation Districts comes together for their annual meeting. And then we can look into the month of February, because a lot of activity then, the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky. And that always attracts people from around the world. In addition to that, in California, at Tulare, the World Ag Expo will take place February 13 through 15. That's billed as the largest farm equipment technology show in the country. And then, in addition to that, an event that I've attended since 1965, the National Outstanding Young Farmer Congress. It'll be held in Sacramento, California, February 16 through 18. So, yeah, we'll put a few miles on our Mileage Plus accounts as we travel to the various events and meetings, something we always look forward to. A final word after this message.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure, they can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel, with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Needless to say, I always enjoy traveling to conventions and field days around the country. I get to say hello to a lot of longtime friends, and I learn a great deal. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Our kids need the right tools to deepen their understanding of science. Learn how one national company is inspiring tomorrow's science leaders on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's the right time to be on the left coast when Commodity Classic heads to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. Commodity Classic is farmer-led and farmer-focused. That means every educational session, every seminar, every topic, every experience is selected by farmers for farmers. So you know the information, innovation, and technology at Commodity Classic are relevant, current, and important to your operation. Grow beyond at Commodity Classic in Anaheim, February 27th through March 1st. Visit CommodityClassic.com.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
It can be a challenge to spark the interest of young people in careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. Bear Crop Science has come up with a way to instill a love of scientific exploration. Darren Wallace is the Vice President of Communications for Bear. He says they have developed a partnership with 4-H called Science Matters.
Science Matters is a partnership that we embarked on with the National 4-H Council. It's all about getting youth of America excited and interested in science. And with 4-H, we are working on building hands-on experiences in their communities and getting them excited about what's possible in science, because it's core to everything we do.
This past fall, 4-H kids ages 14 to 18 were encouraged to enter a photo contest called Why Science Matters to Me. Three winners received a trip to Washington, D.C. this month for the National Youth Summit on Agri-Science. The contest was designed to inspire young people to think more critically about how life sciences are intertwined in their lives.
Science is all around us, from the phone that's in your hand to the crops that are in the field and everything in between. Science is the underpinning of everything we do. The unfortunate part is that kids are losing interest in science, and we don't have as many people that are science-enabled or science-literate, not only for our company, but simply to understand what science means to them as smart, savvy consumers.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Science Matters Initiative at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The American American Farm Bureau Federation's trade advisor says now that a Trans-Pacific Partnership deal has been finalized without the United States, Washington has little choice but to look for other trade deal partners in the Asia-Pacific, which is not the ideal situation to be in. Canada's Prime Minister announced last week that his country had finalized its own TPP with 10 nations in the Asia-Pacific region, a revised version of the deal that President Trump withdrew the United States from last year. So, where does that leave U.S. producers and others who stood to gain from a lucrative multilateral agreement? American Farm Bureau of Federation Trade Advisor Dave Salmonson says,
so going in the future, if for some reason down the road, something that we would want to have happen, you know, the door is still open for the U.S. to rejoin.
But the United States has chosen a different path, and the U.S. now faces competition for bilateral deals from other suitors.
You've got the EU working on a deal with Japan. So no, we probably aren't going to be in the same position, but we have to do what we can to salvage. Of course, you know, TPP would have taken its time to get ratified and implemented also.
Still others, like Australia, have already made deals with Japan, giving the Australians a head start in any tariff reduction deals. Although Salmonson says there are ways to salvage some wins.
U.S. would be under pressure to negotiate an accelerated tariff reduction schedule catch-up.
The United States Department of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue and President Trump both argue that the United States can still get better deals through bilateral efforts. Some trade experts disagree and are arguing that doing so does not win the kind of collective benefits that regional multilateral deals achieve or overcome challenges from other bilateral suitors. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at Mid-America Ag Network.
KNDY.